moments that have passed can never be retrieved. Comes once in a lifetime and goes forever. We had the fortune of performing Fajr Namaz with Jamaat this morning, right? Thursday, 16th of Ramadan. Now, this is 1442. Will that 16th of Ramadan Fajr Namaz ever come back again? So, what is this teaching you? Well, it's an opportunity of a lifetime, once and never to be repeated. Then what is it teaching you? See, many people, when they do their marriages, they do it in a big way. Or their fathers will do it for them. Sometimes just their decor is $500,000, $1 million, apart from the food, lavish, extravagance, what else? So they do it with this in mind, but this is just once in life, not to be repeated. So when you've got a chance to do it once, let's do it, and let's do it to the level of excellence. By Pariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Alayh, sometimes he used to ask me to do his correspondence to the elders. I can't go to India, Pakistan. So very young at the time, and then there was not that emails or that 1980, 1990, there wasn't this thing. So you're posting it, putting it to an envelope and sending it across. So if you want to expedite the thing, you write there par avon. I think it was the French word, what? Par avon. So I just wrote that on the envelope. I said, wow, was very big now. So I understood from that, so we mustn't imitate these people there. Number two, don't do anything that can amount to pride. Sometimes you may not intend it, but it can be misconstrued as pride. So don't do anything that can be construed as pride. Like that he says, the wearing of the trouser below the ankle, right? Person can say very well that I have no intentions of pride. But in spite of his intention, then he says, no, I won't let it be flowing down your ankles. End of the story. So some behavior is such that it's equated to pride. So we're talking about precious, the time and how precious it is. Comes once, gone. Right. So when you see we value the time, what it means? Value it in such a way that when we see the reward of that, then we really feel grateful for two things. For Allah Ta'ala giving us the tawfiq to appreciate the time. And number two, for Allah Ta'ala giving us the reward for it. So this appreciation of time. See, the person that is dying now, the thing that he is asking for, لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَدِيمٍ. Give me some time. He doesn't ask for wealth, he doesn't ask for children, or food, furniture, car, holiday, nothing. If there is a thing that he's asking for, لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَصَدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So the dying person, if he missed it, he wasted this time, and this is the thing that he's asking for. Give me some time, and I'll sort myself out, and I'll do something for myself. Allah Pak says, وَلَيْ يُؤْخِرَ اللَّهُ رَسَلِي. Once the time comes, then you're not going to get any chance. Then you see, as Shah Wa'ilah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, from an early age, from the age of 7, 8, and his father initiated him. From that age. As a result, when he reached about 13 or 14, then he was already known as an imam. Imam, why you call him an imam? Not because he's leading namaz. No? Or he's a Christian and leading namaz now. That's not the reason why they call him imam. They call him imam because they are the leaders in the science. Talk about grammar, Arabic is leading that science. Talk about hadith is leading that science. Talk about tafsir is leading that science. So when he reached 15 already, he was already leading. And then when he's about 35, 30 years, what great kitab Hujjatullah al-Baligha, mind-boggling, man at the age of 20 and 30, is very such kitabs is taken. It leaves the scientists of the world, it leaves them in a state of bewilderment, and just between 20 and 30 and you could write something like this. How you manage to read? So the secret of his life was, what I understand was, he didn't let the time go. Now, we can well say that, oh, I'm very busy, I don't have the time. If we make excuses for ourselves, right, we find excuse for everything. But if you want to make something work, you can make it work. And you want to make an excuse, you can find it. But you want to make something work, you can make it work as well. Once I was in Johannesburg, I say this repeatedly, you know? Let's see. Fine, we do have a bit of a hectic life, very fast life, right? Running here, coming there, moving, shooting this side. Right? We will not dispute that you have a bit of a hectic life, stressful life. But within that life, you can still achieve. You can still do things. So, see, you have to travel to work and back, travel to masjid and back. So, make it a point that the moments that you are traveling, you read the kalima. From work, masjid, back to work, or from home to masjid, back. You want your tasbih and you read. And if there's any sati or friend that is accompanying you, say, I don't mean to be rude, and I don't want to slump you, I don't want to ignore you, but it's a routine that I've developed over the ages, over the days. So I recite kalima, and I'm coming, and I'm returning. Work, almost here. Anyway, I mentioned this, and I forgot about it. One man, in Marisburg, he met me after about 3 years. And from that day till now, it's already 3 years. And there isn't a day that I don't recite the kalima 1,000 times. 1,000 men in. So you want to make it happen, you can make it happen. You can't say that it can't happen. It's just a little bit of a willpower and you can do it. In these days, it is recommended that recite kalima, istighfar, jannat you ask for, jahannam you ask refuge. Now, some people's style is, they just say, La ilaha illa, astaghfirullah, as'aluka al-jannah, a'udhu bika min an-nar. In one breath. So, I will not say that it's wrong, but I don't like that way. Because whatever you're doing, do it with some heart and feeling. So I said, you can do it very easily like this. In the tarwiha. Tarwiha means the fourth rakat of the tarawih. So you see in the fourth rakat, the imam stalls about a minute or so, then he starts off. 1 minute, 2 minutes, then he starts off. So an easy way is, what we can do, what we may do, in the tarwiha, we read istighfar and la ilaha illallah. In this masjid, I've been counting. Imams are kind enough that we read la ilaha illallah, astaghfirullah 30 times each. So you want to take out the time, you can take it out. You don't look right, you look left. Don't look for water, nor for cold drink, nor for tea, nor for ice cream. Just focus, read la ilaha illallah. Comfortably, if you've got your mind focused, 30, 35 times you can do it. Same with istighfar. So, istighfar, you want to do it, because it's a short thing, so you do it. Istighfar, you want to do it with some degree of remorse, you know. Not istighfar, remorse level of forgiveness. Some level of remorse. So the chances for acceptance is great. And then, doing la ilaha illallah, so I'm thinking of which frame of mind must you do the la ilaha illallah for that la ilaha to be greatest. Because in the Bukhari Khatam we always hear that man got 99 registers of sin. And then his kalima is brought and the kalima outweighs everything. Right? So, he must have read the kalima too beautifully for it to weigh so much. He read it so beautifully, Allah Pak liked it so much that he added the weight to it. So now, the thought was going through my mind that what do you do to make it really weighty? So the simplest thing is recite the kalima at that time as though, you know, this is your last moment. You know, this is your last moment. And that's if I read your kalima. Right. I will read it. And it's anything short then. Not nothing short. And Allah Pak wants, although we know that we are not worthy, right? But He wants you to try. Who knows that one kalima will just stop, just tip the scale. Yeah? You leave that frame of mind. It's the last chance to read my kalima. What frame of mind you read? So the istighfar you read with a mind of remorse, and the kalima you also read with the frame of mind. That it's a blessing of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give me a chance now. Last chance to read kalima. So how you read then? So in the namaz you got four tarwihas, right? First one, second one, third one, fourth one, right? 16. After that you make dua. So multiply now, 30 times 4, 120. So clean, you're getting 120. Clean. Istighfars, three clean kalimas. is a little bit of, there's, you know, trying to adjust things, and you'll do it. And you say, no, I have no time, I can't do it, and your whole life will pass, and you won't be able to do it. So let me fit it in, let me do it with the frame of mind. Then, أَسْأَلُكَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ. In the two rakats, you know, after the two rakats of the Tarawih, there's enough time to do it nicely. You can do it comfortably three times. I do it only once, but I do it with a lot of emphasis. أَسْأَلُكَ الْجَنَّةِ وَأَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنَ النَّارِ. You know, like you're begging Allah Ta'ala, not just reading a word. One is just reading a word, and one is by saying, Allah, please, I want the Jannah. Right? So in every two rakats you can do that as well. Now, very easily you can fit into the program. You make it a routine, the kalima comes in, istighfar comes in, Jannah comes in, and protection against Jahannam comes in, everything falls in. There's no complaining of shortage of time. I've got this problem, I've got that problem. I know, when we were small, so I'll complain to our elders, you know. I thought that they thought this happening and that's happening. Right. The elders, you see, in this world, when you stepped in, everything will happen. Like everything, someone will get sick, you have toothache, someone will die, someone will be born, someone will go, someone will come, they'll be waiting today, there'll be janaza tomorrow. This world, everything will happen. The moment you stepped in, just know that's part of the package. You can't avoid it. Nobody gonna avoid it. Someone will die, someone will be born, someone will be in the car, someone is sick. Someone got in an accident, some problem with it, some fight, dispute, something will happen. Right? Someone is in a love triangle. Right? All these things will happen. Inshallah, the day we go to Jannah, no problem. Jannah is problem free. You know, with food nowadays, sugar free. So, Jannah is problem free. No problem. But as long as you're here, you could get into some problem or the other. Nobody can say that he came here and it was a problem-free ride. You have something. Traveling on the road, you have a problem. You drive fast. You have a robot now. You have to stop. With all of the roads, 200 and all that, you have to stop. You can't go beyond that. There's a road works ahead, you have to reduce the speed. You can't. Whatever you want to do, but you can't do it. Then you got this, before you should get in thought, you know, air bombs. So you're traveling by plane. The Quran actually talks about ship, right? إِذَا غَشِيَهُ مَوْجٌ كَالزُّلَلِ. The same concept you can use it on a plane. So you're going, and when you announce there's some turbulence, so sit in your places, fasten your belts. And you can feel that turbulence. Now, advanced technology, you don't feel so much. But I remember, it's about 25 years ago, right? 25, 30 years ago, traveling by plane, right? Is a turbulent, you're coming about 20 meters down. You can feel that it's going down. Right? Maybe not all the planes, but some planes you can feel it. So at that time, you can see, you know, the atmosphere of the plane is like a pin drop silence. Everybody's quiet. See, now, that istihzar, that presence of mind of death, must be a continuous feature. Then you don't go wrong. See, the plane is all types of people. Drunkards, zani, every type. But the zani or the drunkard or whoever, he also, his brains come right at the tent. So he's pissed drunk, right? But at that moment, he also comes right. Doesn't it happen? Because he knows now, hey, this now, you know, he'll come out of this or not. So he's right on the edge at that time. So that feeling, you know, we don't know when is the last moment. So you ask for Jannat, you ask with that heart, please make it up. Give me Jannat and save me from Jahannam. But you're going to do it in every two rakats. So you're going to do it 10 times. You know, after the La ilaha illa, Astaghfirullah, then too you can do it, and after every two rakats you can do it. So if you're going to do it after every two rakats, then at least you're going to do it 10 times. And how nicely you can do it. But do it with that feeling, the presence of mind, not just a routine. Because remember, the dua is not read. The dua is begged. So the way we carry out dua is like just reading something, phrases, and it's over. So that's not dua. It's not to read, it's to be begged. Ask Allah about make it, please, Allah about your creator, you love us crying, you love istighfar and forgiveness. Do forgive us. You love to see us asking, so we're begging you with them. So that frame of mind. So what we're talking about is consciousness, awareness of time. And there isn't anything as precious as time. Nothing. Not a second. One person is passing on Kabristan. He read some Quran Sharif and all that. And he's passing on. He saw in his dream that that inmate of the grave is telling him, you see, I'm here stuck in this grave for the last 20 years. You came here, read some Qul Huwallah, Surah Fatiha and all that. And in this 20 years, I read about 20,000 khatams. I'm going to give away my 20,000 khatams to you for the few words of Surah Fatiha, Qul Huwallah, and all you read. So that person said, hey, there's something fishy here. So we are an Indian, thinks businessman. Something fishy, hey, you can't give away 20,000 khatams for a few Qul Huwallahs. How are you doing it? Why are you doing this? So he says, you see what we're doing there in the grave. You can read, but there's no reward to it. We do it for a little bit of enjoyment and pleasure, but without a reward. What you're doing now in this earth, earthy life, to every word, every alphabet is a reward that is attached. So, in these few moments, what we do is we read for ourselves and we read for friends also. Friends alive or passed away, whatever we can read, we read. We'll read for others today, right? Tomorrow others will read for us. Today we'll read for our near and dear ones that are gone. And tomorrow our near and dear ones will read for us. Our whole Islamic ethos is like that. That we don't do only for us, we do for others as well. So this few moments that we got, it's already the 17th, right, today. Badr, right? 17th of Ramadan, right? So, there's few moments you will not, only 13 days. The time, appreciate those moments. Yes, you can spend the talk and discussion and joking on, do it afterwards. Leave it for afterwards. Now, let's do some work. You don't have to fight, you don't have to argue, you don't have to dispute, you don't have to get into a debate. But respectfully, just do your work. And when, as you get finished, you got up. Move on, do your work. You won't regret. But please, for the sake of, pull up your face and don't get into an argument or a fight. Do your work nicely, respectfully. Carry on. Allah will accept our coming here, our moments, how much we can do that. Don't waste time.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله. ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله سبحانك لا نفسي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا اللهم ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا اللهم ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين Oh Allah Ta'ala, please do forgive our sins, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, in this Mubarak month, Oh Allah, out of your sheer mercy and grace, Oh Allah, sinners like myself, Oh Allah, you have afforded an opportunity to be in your house as your guests, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, you've done so much, Oh Allah. You surely can do more than that, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, do forgive us, Oh Allah. Don't send us out empty-handed, Oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive us, Oh Allah. Declare our success in this world and the hereafter, O Allah. O Allah, we have fear for our future, O Allah. O Allah, but we trust in you, O Allah. You have seen us right, O Allah. All these days you have seen us right in this world, O Allah. You covered our faults, O Allah. You clothed us with garbs of honor, O Allah. And hid our faults amongst people, O Allah. O Allah, continue honoring us there, O Allah. O Allah, honor us in this world and in the hereafter, O Allah. Conceal our faults, O Allah, from even the malaikas that are on our shoulders, O Allah. O Allah, you hide our faults, O Allah. O Allah, accept our tawbah, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, we are sinful, O Allah. We begging you, O Allah. O Allah, we confess, O Allah. We know we have wronged ourselves, O Allah. O Allah, do forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, give us the eyes to see our weaknesses, O Allah. O Allah, give us our eyes to see our weaknesses, O Allah. O Allah, and thereafter bless us with the tawfiq and hidayat, O Allah, to make amends and make change in our weaknesses and our wrongs, O Allah, and come forward, O Allah, and accept that we are wrong, O Allah. O Allah, save us from making excuses for our wrong, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with the tawfiq and hidayat of making tawbah, O Allah. O Allah, change our sins into good deeds, O Allah. O Allah, no one can question you, O Allah. If you change our sins into good deeds, O Allah, O Allah, look at us favorably, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, forgive our parents, O Allah. O Allah, bless our parents, O Allah. Those of our parents who are alive, O Allah, bless them with afiyat in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, those of our parents who have passed on, O Allah, O Allah, you bless them in the hereafter, O Allah. Make each moment a happier moment for them in the hereafter, O Allah. O Allah, the entire ummah, O Allah, whoever from the ummah, O Allah, has passed on, O Allah. O Allah, those that amongst them are in comforts in the hereafter, O Allah, increase their comforts, O Allah. O Allah, those of them who are not in comforts, O Allah, bless them with the comforts of the hereafter, O Allah. O Allah, those amongst them, O Allah. O Allah, who are being punished, O Allah. O Allah, we beg on their behalf, O Allah. Forgive them, O Allah. Look at them favorably, O Allah. O Allah, your kindness is such, O Allah, that you will forgive them, O Allah. Whatever their sin may have been, O Allah, or their wrong may have been, O Allah, we beseech on their behalf, O Allah, do forgive them, O Allah. O Allah, nazar e karam farma, O Allah, look at them favorably, O Allah, and do forgive them and usher them into your mercy, O Allah. Keep them happy, O Allah. Forgive them, O Allah, and forgive us all, O Allah. O Allah, all our mashayikh, our asatira ikram, whoever had been instrumental in us learning deen directly, indirectly, benefiting, in whichever way we may have benefited from the kitab, the musannifin of the kitab that we have benefited directly, indirectly, O Allah. Those amongst them, O Allah, that are alive, O Allah, grant them afiyat in every respect, O Allah. those from amongst them that have passed on, O Allah. O Allah, you honor them in the Akhirat, O Allah. O Allah, you grant them the highest ranks in Jannat, O Allah. O Allah, you forgive their weaknesses, O Allah. And you honor them in every respect in the hereafter, O Allah. O Allah, do forgive us, O Allah. Do forgive us, O Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. O Allah, bless us with the wealth of shukr, O Allah. O Allah, give us the tawfiq and hidayah to appreciate your favors upon us, O Allah. O Allah, you are blessing us with favors upon favors, O Allah. Sometimes it is favors within favors, O Allah. O Allah, but we don't have the heart to appreciate your favors, O Allah. Do forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with the tawfiq and hidayah to appreciate every favor of yours, O Allah. O Allah, list us from amongst the shakirin, O Allah. Those that have been grateful to you, O Allah. O Allah, give us the tawfiq and hidayah to be grateful for your favors, O Allah. O Allah, on account of our ingratitude, O Allah, our ungratefulness, O Allah. O sometimes we may have committed sin and wrongfully used your favors, O Allah. Let it not be a means of you snatching away that favor, O Allah. Forgive us, O Allah. Bless us with the tawfiq and hidayah to appreciate every favor of yours, O Allah. O Allah, you bless us in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, take charge of us, O Allah, our household, our progenies to come right until the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. O Allah, take charge of us in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, guide us, O Allah. Save us from the fitna, O Allah. O Allah, you know what we are going through currently, O Allah. The conditions have changed overnight, O Allah. O Allah, we're begging of you, O Allah. O Allah, change the condition and bring about ease, O Allah. O Allah, if this is happening on account of our sins, O Allah, then I am the worst one, O Allah. Do forgive me and forgive all of us, O Allah. Forgive our sins, O Allah, and change the conditions, O Allah. O Allah, and if it is a test from you, O Allah, then we are begging you, O Allah, we are too weak, O Allah. Do not test us, O Allah. Where can we be tested, O Allah? Without testing us, declare our success, O Allah. And exempt us from all types of tests, O Allah. Exempt us from tests in this world. Exempt us from tests in the qabr. Exempt us from any trial in the hereafter, O Allah. Exempt us from the trial of Qiyamah, O Allah. You declare our success all the way, O Allah. And exempt us, O Allah. O Allah, no one can question you, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. Look at us favorably, O Allah. O Allah, our household, O Allah. Bless them with the wealth of haya, O Allah. The fabric of shame has gone, O Allah. Shaitan has torn the fabric of shame in our homes, O Allah. O Allah, you restore that fabric of shame again, O Allah. O Allah, bless our homes with haya, O Allah. Adorn our homes and our lives with the kamil sunnah, O Allah. Kamil sunnah ki kamil ata, kamil ittiba naseeb farma, O Allah. Aur usi par hamari maut aa jaye, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with the sunnah in every respect, O Allah. Make the ways of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam beloved to us, O Allah. Create a dislike and hatred for the other ways, O Allah. You make the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dearest to us, O Allah. Let us find pleasure and enjoyment only in that, O Allah. O Allah, and let it be right till our last breath, O Allah. O Allah, that we are striving in practicing every each sunnah, O Allah. O Allah, it can only happen with your tawfiq and grace, O Allah. O Allah, you allow it to happen, O Allah. We are weak, O Allah. We are weak, O Allah. We confess, O Allah. We can do nothing, O Allah. Whatever has taken place has happened at our hands, O Allah. It is your grace and mercy, O Allah. O Allah, continue favoring us with opportunities of doing good, O Allah. And guide us how to carry out that good in the right manner that you will be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, we have fear for our qabr, O Allah. Our encounter with the qabr, O Allah. We fear that, O Allah. O Allah, you make it an easy one, O Allah. Allahumma barik lana fil maut wa fima ba'd al maut, O Allah. O Allah, let the day when we're leaving here be the best of our days, O Allah. Let it be the best of our days, O Allah. You make it easy for us, O Allah. You take charge of our affairs then too, O Allah. O Allah, you be with us, O Allah. O Allah, bless us in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, those from amongst us that are facing whatever problems and difficulties, O Allah. O Allah, remove all obstacles, difficulties, O Allah. O Allah, save us, O Allah. Keep us under your divine protection, O Allah. O Allah, save us from all types of harm, from all types of your creation, O Allah. O Allah, forgive us, O Allah. O Allah, keep us always in your protection, O Allah. Bless our household, our friends, our neighbors, the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with afiyat in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, be pleased with us, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with the barakat of Ramadan, O Allah. Oh Allah, let us be from amongst the fortunate ones, oh Allah. Oh Allah, do not deprive us, oh Allah, on account of our mistakes, our disrespect to your house, to this month, oh Allah. Oh Allah, overlook our weaknesses, oh Allah. From head to toe, we are full of weaknesses, oh Allah. Oh Allah, we confess, oh Allah. We don't know what it is to make qadr of these months, oh Allah. The people that have gone, oh Allah, they know what it is to be alive and spending Ramadan, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us a qadr of this month, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us a tawfiq and hidayat, oh Allah, to appreciate every moment, oh Allah. Oh Allah, give us a tawfiq and hidayat to appreciate our elders, oh Allah. Give us a tawfiq and hidayat, oh Allah, to appreciate our elders, oh Allah. Give us a tawfiq and hidayat to appreciate, to live under their guidance, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with the i'tiqad and muhabbat, oh Allah, that we believe, and oh Allah, we have muhabbat for them, oh Allah. Wholeheartedly we accept them without any reservation, O Allah. O Allah, make us a surrendering ummah, O Allah. Allahumma rabbana waj'alna muslimayni laka wa min zurriyatina ummatan muslimatan laka, O Allah. Where we just surrender, O Allah. We don't look for any logic and any reasoning, O Allah. It is from you, O Allah, we accept it wholeheartedly, O Allah. Whether we understand, whether we don't understand, O Allah. Andi pervi, O Allah. Blindly we just follow, O Allah, our elders, O Allah. O Allah, bless us with that, O Allah. We plead to you, O Allah, bless us with that, O Allah. O Allah, keep us in their company, O Allah. O Allah, keep us in their company, O Allah. Take our lives while we are in their company, O Allah. O Allah, rise us with them on the day of Qiyamah, O Allah. O Allah, bless us, our household, in every respect, O Allah. O Allah, those of us, O Allah, who have any needs, O Allah, you are the giver, O Allah. You always gave us more than what our expectations was, O Allah. You do the best for every one of us, O Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min kulli khayr ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri masta'adaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balaq wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على روح سيدنا محمد في الأرواح اللهم صل على قبر سيدنا محمد في القبور اللهم صل على جسد سيدنا محمد في الأجساد اللهم صل على موقف سيدنا محمد في المواقف وصلى الله على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمته